What's going on, PlayStation Nation? I'm your host, Chris Gillette and Garth Moore. We are the PlayStation-centric podcast here on GCN. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. PlayStation and Pizza, GCN proudly brings to you the best tag team in PlayStation podcasting history. Well, I would like to think so. The tag team champions of podcasting. Garth Moore, the Sponge Belt. I guess that could be your wrestling name. I don't know what you'd really go with. But myself, KZ, Chris Gillette, we host podcast PlayStation Pizza every week, the ultimate destination for everything PlayStation. Garth, so what's up, man? How you been?
And if you're not down with that,
we have two words for you. We got one word. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna, you were gonna say suck it, right?
Yeah.
I figured you were gonna go with that.
SUBCR. Subscribe. I don't even know if I spelled it right.
You did it because you had it. You had it right.
I accidentally said I.
We got one word for this channel, and that's SUBRICE. Subscribe. All right, Garth. If you're new to the show, this is what we usually do here.
That was
just
to
remind you guys every week.
Doing that if you're new.
Yeah, that is our first time doing that. It'll get better as it goes. We're just adding a little bit of flair. Oh, my hair's a little crazy, too. Check that out. But usually we start off on what we've been playing. We share back and forth, kind of like what's been going on. But first things first, I'm going to have a little card here above my head. It's going to be for Pawns and Pints. I'll read it to you, actually. Pawns and Pints, Kansas. It's a Kansas City Board Game Cafe by Edward Schmalz. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. They are over on Kickstarter. We have a link down below, which you guys can go check out. They have 145 backers, $8,262 out of pledged $10,000 goal. They have 42 days left, so that's plenty. They're almost there. So a little less than $2,000. They have a little video you guys can go check out over on the Kickstarter link down below. Like I said, it's about beer, food, coffee, while you're playing your favorite games, and a vast library of board games. Garth, I'm sure you have your favorite board game. So if you were a local here in Kansas City, like me, Jolita, Dallas, and Brett are, you can go and check this out and have a good time with friends, drink a few beers, coffee, whatever you prefer, and play your favorite board game like Sorry or Dungeons & Dragons or something really cool like Clue. I don't know. Whatever is your cup of tea, you can go have a good time with your friends. We are promoting them here on this podcast. They're good friends of ours. And maybe one of these days you can see a live show from there, which would be pretty cool. We're trying to team up with them. So if you guys would please go donate a few extra dollars. You'll have that little card above my head. You can click on it, see their image and all the description. Go over there, especially if you're local here in Kansas City. If not, please go and support it anyways, because it's already picking up in places like Europe and Asia and now starting here in the United States. You're going to start seeing this more. So to support this, you might see it spread like a virus, hopefully, and come to a city near you or something like that. So be sure to do that in the card above me. All right, Garth, you know what time it is. It's the what's up time of the week. What have you been playing besides Uncharted 4 multiplayer, which we did play quite a bit of?
Yeah, that was really the only time I played it this week. I was, I didn't play it anymore. But I've mainly been hooked on Yakuza 5.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you posting something like 10 hours in and only 3% complete. So that's...
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. The game is... I'm pretty hooked. It's very addicting.
And I can't blame you on that.
I thought I was... Because, you know, I entered the game, you know, with very low expectation. When I went into this game, I was like, oh, this game's going to be shit. I wasted my time downloading it. But it was actually, you know, pretty good. I thought the Japanese language only was going to take me away from
right.
it.
Oh, no.
But it actually was not at all, because the only problem is that sometimes it goes too fast and I can't keep up that fast. So it
really
during certain cutscenes I can't keep up with certain things. If it's like a long paragraph, I have to pause it and read the whole paragraph, then continue it.
Right. Well,
but I mean, other than that.
Sometimes Japanese stuff is actually a little bit longer than English, so I wouldn't think you would have to catch up as much. But then again, sometimes
because I don't really read that well. So like if I felt, you know, because I do this thing where did I read that properly? So I got to like start the whole sentence over again and see if I read it correctly. But other than that, this story is, you know, you're somewhat lost because of the other games. You don't know who's who, and you don't know why they're there, what they're doing. But you do get a little bit of idea of it. And, you know, it's got some pretty amazing, I mean, it has, you know, Virtua Fighter 2 in line as well.
That's cool.
You can go to the online, or you can go to the arcade and play it. They have also a bunch of other stuff in clubs, Sega as well. You can play a bunch of games in there, which I thought that was pretty mind-blowing. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's even a Sonic the Hedgehog thing in there. It actually shows Sonic the Hedgehog. So that's I thought that was brilliant.
I love,
because this is a Sega game, so it's putting their own games in there.
Right.
But it's very Japanese, and I love it. I love every bit of this game. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
Nice.
Very fun.
I have a question for you then. If can you just jump into Yakuza 5, or do you need to play the other games?
Well, I haven't played the other games, but I'm enjoying it. You know, now I've told you I'm having a blast, and I said that, you know, that you're not going to really know what's going on at first, but
right,
it'll take you maybe a little bit, and you'll be like, okay, you know, that's I guess I watched a YouTube video, a retrospective thing, not spoilers, but just to get an idea. It just gave me an idea of who everyone is, and what, you know, why are they there?
Right.
Got a little bit of a thing there.
That's awesome.
The combat is great, and it feels authentic. It doesn't feel they're speaking. They're speaking perfect English in Hong Kong. You know, like in Sleeping Dogs. I love that game, but it's not very authentic because it's not in Japanese. As funny as I used to say that,
me,
I used to.
But that's me. So, and I watch some anime too, and I love watching them in Japanese better than I do English. But there's something about Sleeping Dogs I love in English. That's just me. I think it's because of all the true crime games, and you're involved in those gangs, and you never hear them really speak that. Yeah, they're in Japan, but for some reason, I think if it was in Japanese, it'd probably throw me out of place. Just because
It is an American studio, I think, who made that game too. So.
I think they're actually European, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
but oh well.
No, but like, I mean, it's funny me saying this because I was always against reading in games. I never
really?
You know, liked it. I wanted to you know if it's reading with no voiceovers, I'm fine. But if it's like a different language, it was just so distracting. But
right,
I learned to actually just gave it a chance, and it was like it's not that bad. I mean. Like they speak long stuff. Like they say like two words, and it ends up like being
right. Yeah,
50 words. And I'm like, whoa.
It's pretty crazy. So that's good. You're enjoying Yakuza 5. I've been thinking about doing it myself. I heard that game is pretty.
I wouldn't recommend you do though. It's pretty long. Like I said, I mean, it's like 10
yeah, but
hours
I,
in,
I yeah, but
like
I
four
love,
hours.
I love karate movies, so Yakuza would be awesome. But anyway, yeah, Yakuza is a massive game. There's all kinds of stuff to do in there besides mini games. You can spend hours doing mini games. You can spend hours.
I was doing fishing. I was cooking doodles. I was doing all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I like running people over with bikes.
Yeah, the game's pretty awesome.
What's cool is that this has missions, because that's, you know, one of the main characters that you do. Because there's like five playable characters in this game. I'm still on the first character. But the first character is a taxi driver. And you do taxi minigames. And it's not like GTA where you could just drive wherever you want, drive as fast as you want. You actually have to obey the speeding limits and the traffic lights,
right.
And when you turn, you actually have to turn on your turning signals as well.
Well, not to that extent, but Mafia has some similarities there.
Mafia was you know, because it had cruise control.
Yeah.
Which was nice. But
it's just nice.
I mean.
Because the cops can get quite annoying. But you also drive on the different side of the road in Japan. So
I actually was failing a lot of taxi driver stunts doing that. I was like, why am I failing? I'm driving on the right side of the road. Like, I'm doing everything it's telling me to. Nope. No, I wasn't. I was driving on the wrong side.
Awesome.
So, that I had to train myself. Okay. They drive this off the outside instead of the inside.
So, mm-hmm. It's a little different. So anything else besides, Yakuza 5?
I finally got the trophy for being beating Zombie Army Trilogy on the hardest difficulty.
Oh,
last night, actually.
You didn't invite me last night.
Well, it's always really late. Like, you're always like, oh, I'm going to bed. Like, me and X just didn't get out until
last night. You just left the chat last night. That's all that happened.
Me and X just got on last night. We didn't get on that game until like 2 o'clock on my time. So I was waiting on him for a little bit. I didn't get on like right when you left, but like it was like a little bit after, like an hour or an hour and a half after that. So
yeah,
it was like
I was still on PS. Everybody was already late. I was still on.
I feel like if I would have sent you, you would have just been like, "Oh, I'm going to hang out with Veronica, or I'm going to bed."
Oh no, because I didn't. Veronica was sleeping. I didn't download that game for nothing, man. What's up? I downloaded it. It's been there. I was like, oh, he'll invite me, or he'll just tell me when they're gonna play. So I was like, okay. So I'll just delete it or whatever, and then maybe play it some other day. So that's cool. So that's awesome. You got the trophy. How rare is it?
3.2. But I got one even more rare. That's complete all the side quests in that one chapter 3 or whatever, that act 3. Okay. That one was 1.6.
Nice. Yeah, I know that Julie and Dallas have been wanting to get it. Maybe I can get them to get it on PlayStation. Because supposedly, when I was looking up some stuff for that game, like I was looking up some trophy stuff. Apparently, there's going to be another sale coming up soon with it. So if that's the case, then hopefully they could pick it up and then we could just play. So that would be awesome.
They probably won't.
Oh, they will be. They've been wanting to get it. So the day it was on sale, Dallas didn't have any money to get it. And Julia said that she would, but...
she don't have Plus.
Why us two get it when we want to play all together? So, and Brett has a PS4 now too, so that would be perfect. So then we all four could play.
I'm almost to the platinum. I have like 5 more gold bars to find. And all the bottles, I only have like 20 more bottles to find as well.
Nice. Yeah, I probably have some of those trophies. I would have got invited.
In our playthrough, we didn't have any bottles whatsoever. Because we were, remember me and you were like we can't find them. Mm-hmm. They're up like, they're far away. You gotta shoot them in the buildings. Yeah. And
makes sense because you gotta
shoot buildings and stuff.
Man, you guys should have streamed that game. People love, it's just something about that game. Every time I put it on, people loved going back to that. And a lot of PC guys actually watched our streams, which was cool. I love doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like to stream games anymore. I thought I was going to like it. I was all excited to stream for the first time. That shit is, it's not as exactly
right
what I, you know, had wanted it to be. And plus it's, you know, nobody, so it's really no point.
Do you share your streams and stuff like that and promote them before you start and all that?
I share them, but they don't really get that much attention. And like, I just, you know, said screw it. I'm not really going to stream anymore. Like, I don't really feel like I'm that entertaining either. All you hear me is like breathing. And not only that, but like, I don't really say, I don't talk much during games. I'm actually very quiet. Like, so then, if I'm playing a single player game, I'm never talking. I'm just quiet. Right. I can't talk. I'm not entertaining.
You're focused in on that. Yeah, so I don't blame you.
The only time I would like to do it is like if we're where everybody's laughing and having fun. That way it just comes like as a natural thing. It doesn't seem forced. See, a lot of the things when I'm streaming, a lot of the talking that I'm doing while I'm playing by myself is forced, and I don't think that's
you definitely don't want to force it, because sometimes that won't go too good. So you got the...
It doesn't come...
So was that a gold trophy on a Zombie Army trophy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Very cool. Anything else you play? Besides...
What did I mean, just on the crew, just, you know, just I actually picked back that back up because I took a little couple weeks off because I burned myself out.
Oh yeah.
Because but yeah, just I've been really just hooked on Yakuza 5 and enjoying that. And I actually downloaded a Black Ops 3 again, and I'm playing that as well before, like, that's like a play before you go to bed type of game, just like play a couple games and go to bed.
Yeah, that's been Rocket League for me. Definitely. Yeah. Rocket League. Well, it's more like a couple hours before I go to bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Not last night though, but and we played Uncharted 4 for a little bit, which was cool. Dallas finally got to play it. He's still trying to get used to that. Brett was having a hard time, but when we first started playing, he was doing really good, but he said he hasn't been feeling good and stuff, so his son gave him something. It's like virus-wise, so that sucks for him. He didn't get to make the cast today either on Gamescast. I mean, I'm not the host there anymore, but yeah, he didn't get to make the show, which sucks. But he was getting the hang of it, too. I was doing a lot better than I thought I would, just coming straight back, my night back. You know, it was like I never left. I felt good. There was one game I went like 19 downs and like, no, it was, maybe it was 19 KOs and 5, no, I don't know, it was 20 downs, 5 KOs is what it was. It makes more sense. So I was like, it was really good. So, had a good time. So besides Uncharted 4 when we played, is that it for you?
Yeah, that was it. That was the only time I played Uncharted this week.
Really? Yeah, I definitely want to play a little bit more since Brett and Dallas are some newcomers.
I'm glad. Like Brett. 3 or 4 hours, we played like 3 or 4 hours. We only played like 5 maps out of the 9.
We played a little. It was like 4 hours and some change. That sucks. That really does suck. Played some Rocket League, like I told you. I've been trying to rank up in there.
Go ahead and tell us what you're playing, and then I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's fine. The usual Garth. I've been playing some Rocket League, and then we've been wanting to get our Riptide Renegade review up. Maybe we can do that in the next couple of days or so. We're running a little behind on that as scheduled. Some other things coming up here and there. Also, No Man's Sky is coming up and stuff like that. I played some more Riptide Renegade. Once Garth gets back, he said he was having trouble with the second boss. I beat the second boss, I believe it was my second or third try. That game reminds me of a older, like, I think I may have said this the last cast, or maybe even the first time I seen that game. Riptide GP Renegade, I should say. It reminds me of somewhere along the lines of like a older arcade racing game and like a lot of nostalgia, which I love. So that being said, enjoying that. I love the boss battles. I love the upgrades. I love the trick system with the sticks. It's got the skate kind of feel when it comes to the tricks, which is nice. And it's easy to remember the combinations. Like you push a stick, both sticks inward and then both sticks down. The tricks can get a little complicated at the time, but what's nice is you can pause it and go to the tricks and if you're like doing, they have a trick system, but when you're doing like the trick competitions, then you can just like hit options and go straight to there if you're forgetting them. Because you can buy tons of tricks in that game. Hey, welcome back. There you are.
Yeah.
Had to go.
You're talking about Riptide.
Riptide.
GP.
What the hell? You said it all funny.
Yeah. I said
Riptide. Renegade.
Renegade. I said
Renegade. Riptide.
Renegade. Riptide.
Yeah, you said you're having trouble with the second boss, Garth, was it?
I already passed the second boss.
But you're having trouble with him, right?
Stuck on. I did, but I ended up passing him, but now I'm completely stuck on the third boss.
Okay. Yeah, see, I beat the second boss. I think it was my second try. And then I've been moving on.
Just those waves kept getting in my way.
I started taking the close to the beach as I could get, and the waves weren't like messing me up as much. The farther out I went, it seemed like
it's good. I couldn't get it to cooperate because I wanted to get a flip, to get my max boost.
Right.
Because he would always pass me in the straightaway, so I wanted.
You know, what I did. I have this trick, the windmill, where you're spinning your body around the handlebars and then back to the seat. I did that on the grinding one, the grind part, and it would fill my boost all the way on both sides. And then right when I would go to that area, I would just hit the boost, and I would stay on the inside and just pass them. I'll just leave them behind.
I hated doing that, and I hated doing some tricks on that, and just throws your jet ski out of control, and you lose speed, and you're like, well, I gained all that. I gained all that momentum for nothing.
Oh, on the grind pads?
No, just anything. Like, you land wrong, and it slows you down.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I don't really have as much on my timing. I do pretty good, so sometimes I have that problem.
I must be physically challenged or something.
No, I really. The only time I have that is like when I do. I got a triple backflip now. Now that one I have. I kind of go under the water a little bit or half-ass make it, and then when I do that one, I have trouble, and I'm like, God damn it, why did I even do that? There is that. I think it was the first time I could have beaten her, but for some reason I wanted to do a kick move. I was like, oh yeah, I could pull that off real quick. It was on those last waves before the finish, and. Stupid me, didn't even get him enough air and just went flying off the CD thing. So that sucked. Off my riptide, whatever you want to call it.
I would always choke. I would always get out to a big lead, and then I would always choke and like
choke. Yeah.
Do something stupid on the second lap.
Right. Yeah, that's what I did on my first try. The story is getting kind of even more sillier than I expected, especially with the lieutenant guy that popped in. So it's kind of silly, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's funny as fuck, especially arcade racer. Bring this game to actual arcades, that would be really cool. But anyways, yeah, Riptide Renegade, some Rocket League. Haven't touched WWE 2K16 this week. So yeah, and Uncharted 4, really that's it for me. So plan on trying to get through Riptide Renegade, and then I don't know, I think maybe play a little bit of multiplayer with you sometime if we can do that.
Maybe,
I've seen a couple rooms on there today,
I have a feeling that's going to be a shitty multiplayer, because it's probably one of those games that everybody's going to have the last jet ski, and you're going to be super slow because I don't have the last jet ski.
Right. You
it
know
probably
what you, yeah.
won't be a it probably won't be a balancing experience where you can pick any jet ski and they all go the same speed.
Right.
Instead, it'll probably be, oh, you know, the game is, you know, oh, you're punished because you didn't beat the game, you know.
Right. So then, you know what you do there? You just look for the room that doesn't have that, or you create your own and then let people join. Especially
if there's enough people.
Yeah. There was like 2 to 3 rooms today, and there was like, there's 6 in one, and then there was 7 in the other. So that's all right. I mean, it's one of those hidden gem games. It's on PSN. You know, it's one of those games that don't get much promotion either. So, oh well, it's a good game. So go get GP Riptide Renegade. It's an awesome arcade racer. That's all I've been playing, Garth. So you know what time it is. It's time for that topic of the week. Garth, it's your turn to host topic of the week here on PlayStation Pizza. What you got, man?
Well, PSN is being... has been unstable as of late, so that is my topic, PSN being unstable as shit. And why my what's new category didn't update finally until the other day. It didn't update since Tuesday.
So you kept refreshing it, and you kept refreshing it, and nothing was happening.
The only thing that would update is the people that are streaming and the friends list, like things, like telling me who's playing. The only thing that would update.
Okay.
And you know, it's fine. It's fine now. It's, you know, I see everybody's update friends, but like it was such a confusing thing that Ask PlayStation on Twitter couldn't even respond. And they respond to everything. So
yeah,
they were probably even confused themselves.
Yeah. You probably would have been better off going to like this chat support on the PlayStation blog or whatever. Usually you talk to someone one on one, which is nice. That's how I got my PSN stuff fixed. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, like,
anyways, PSN.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you, my trophies wouldn't sync to my profile as soon as I synced my trophies, and usually they do. Yeah. So I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" I didn't see them in the West News section. I didn't see them under my profile, and I love doing that.
Yeah, same here. So it does that. It does that for me too. It does that for me sometimes too. Yeah.
So Sony, like always, and people have been complaining about it forever. Get your shit together, because and like the other day, for some reason I could not send messages for the life of me. I had Phil. You remember Phil from Minecraft? We played with quite a bit. I haven't played with him in a while. He sent me some messages.
By the way, he sent me a message the like a couple months ago. He was like, "Is Chris mad at me or something?" He hasn't talked to me.
I just
because you haven't messaged.
Right, I haven't got last night was my first time in a party in a long time, because I really don't get in parties and stuff anymore. I have a group of people I play with, but most of the time they're local, so I can just talk to them that way. So I don't really talk to too many people online besides you. Maybe I message Exorcist every now and then Phil. So I'm not mad at him. He knows that now. But I couldn't send messages to him.
Yeah.
And I tried to send a message to you to see if it would work, and it wouldn't. I even tried it through the messenger on my phone, and it wouldn't work. But later that evening, when I was able to see my trophies finally on my profile, then the message is finally sent. So I don't know what's going on with Sony's infrastructure when it comes to PSN and their
even the PlayStation Store like sucks ass. Like
really,
if something comes out new, like you have to find and search for it all the time.
What do you mean new though? You mean like a new game release, a new demo, a new beta? What do you mean?
Like sometimes anything. Like sometimes a new beta or demo will come out and it don't even like appear first. It'll be like it's like the third or fourth thing. You have to like go hunting for it.
Right.
And sometimes even the searching system sucks as well. I hate the searching system.
Well,
why are you telling me what to like predictions? Like if I type in an S, it won't give me a T because there's no games that start with T. But what if it's what if it's an unannounced game like Alpha Beta that's not you know thanks. So like if I go on there, if I type in a game. Oh, I can't download it because the searching thing isn't cooperating.
Right,
because
it's not
listed on there yet. What if it's like a super rare game like Twisted Metal PS4? If I type in Twisted Metal PS4, I can't type it in because it won't allow me to type it in because there's nothing to search. You know what I mean? Like that's a nice convenient search system, but it doesn't work. Right. All the time.
Right. See, I knew there was a couple of Battlefield content I wanted to get for free because they are releasing some of their DLC for free. So I did that.
Yeah, I have every pack now. But
that's awesome.
By the way,
the only one I'm missing is Dragon's Teeth because I didn't get it. But anyways, I had to type in complete actually the name Battlefield 4 because every time I typed in Battlefield or BATTF or BATTLEF to start it. It actually showed Battlefield Hardline. I was like, I don't fucking want Battlefield Hardline. You know, like, I don't fucking care about that garbage. So, that being said, I had to completely type out Battlefield 4, and then it finally came up, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, you fucking serious?
Yeah.
So, I should have just literally went to my library, highlighted Battlefield 4, and then went to related items or content, and then went that way. It'd have been much faster. So, we do have trouble with the PlayStation Store and PSN. There is a few things, but when it comes to something new, sometimes I don't have as much trouble. If I'm looking for, like, the new games, I just go to games and the new, and most of them are always there. But if it's betas or something, they're a pain in the ass to find.
The thing is, too, some of these demos as well, you know, like, they're also hard to find. So, but, like even if I want to preview a game, by the way, I hate the new layout when you preview. When you go to a game, like if you want to buy it, it shows like this weird screen.
Really, like, I love that. Man.
It's glitchy and it doesn't work. If I want to view screenshots, it plays the video in the background. Like why? Right. Like why doesn't it just show me the screenshots? And when it shows the video is all pixelated and you can't even see because it's all pixelated. It's like I'm watching it through like a Kmart connection or something. Like, it's really bad.
You know, I usually...
And sometimes even, like, if the video starts playing on accident, the store crashes and it sends me all the way back to the fucking... the XMB, so I have to go all the way back and start over again.
Wow, I have never had that happen. Usually when
it crashes every time.
Usually the only time the video plays is if you sit there long enough, but if you don't, like, and you scroll down, then you don't have to worry about the video playing. But if you go all the way up... then the video will play on its own. Or you can click play and let it play. But usually the video doesn't start for me right away. It shows like the main image.
It always starts. And then like it always crashes as well, even if I'm
that is weird because watching, like, when I go there
midway through it.
Right. If I go there, it shows the image, and then if I stay there long enough, the video will start playing on its own. Usually if I stay there like 5 seconds, or if I click up on the D-pad, then it'll start.
Like you have to do more to view screenshots. You have to click up, then you got to click up again, and you got to click left, and then you got to click X for the little, and then like even the pictures take up half the screen, so you can't actually see the image because you have to get like rid of the screen. So when you get rid of the screen, the pictures are all pixelated and you can barely see them. And then once you're finally there, once it's finally clear, it crashes and it goes away. It's like, is this PS3? PS3 stores crash on me all the time, but why does PS4 crash? Yeah. They need a complete overhaul on the store.
See, for me, I haven't had the crashing problem. And the video and stuff, I like the videos better when I do the screenshots because I get more emphasis on what the game is. But it doesn't play unless I sit there for like 5 seconds or whatever, or push up again on the D-pad, then it'll autoplay. But I love how it's black. I love how the white text, and then to the right, it's cool because it'll show like the storage of the game.
It looks cool, but it's not very functional. Like it doesn't work all the time.
It looks cool, but it's not functional. I've had a good experience with it. I haven't had any problems. But what I do like is you could actually like the content without owning it, so it's cool. So if there's a game that you really like, maybe you do want to like it, and it shares that to your friends, which is very cool because they go, oh, I didn't even know this game existed.
What else is stupid is this is the biggest flaw of it. If the background is too bright, like each game has its backgrounds to the thing when you click on it. If the background is too bright, then you can't see any of that font that it's telling you in the description on how big the game is, how many players it takes up, because the background is too bright. It's white. If it's a white background, then you can't see the white font. So if they need to make that, fix that, where put like black outlining around the letter so I could see it. I can't see it. If you go to Battlefield Hardline, just an example.
Right.
The background is too bright and you can't actually see the space it holds in the game. It says like 40 something gigabytes. Actually, that's the actual space, but you can't tell if you go into the thing. It's awful.
Well, go in there, Garth, and give them your feedback, man, so they'll change it. So I'm sure there's other people that's complained too. So more the merrier. I would let them know. For me, I haven't seen too many problems with it. I really do like the layout stuff. I think it's a lot better for me. I've had a good experience with it. I haven't had too many bad experiences.
It looks cool, but it's not functional as it should be.
So besides PS4,
there's some new things that come out on there and everything, but I just think the layout of it,
right,
is poor.
So
like
the design
of it, the way everything is functioned and the way that everything is laid out, rearranged. Like, because sometimes new things come out and you don't even see them on the front page. You got to search. Like, it should be in the front so you can go out and get it instantly. You shouldn't have to look for it. Nice.
Yeah, they should have just a updated section, which would be cool. Like, oh, this week's, or everything new this week, which would be very cool. So I've never had the story crash on me on PS4 since, like, I want to say since I got my PS4, really. Then I had a lot of problems with the store. But
Video starts to play. It crashes when the video starts to play. And even when the video doesn't play, the video is still playing as I'm viewing the screenshots. Like, I hear the audio. Like, it's so stupid.
You sure it's not a connection thing? Because I never had that problem.
I don't get it. Well, why would that be a connection thing?
Why would it be a connection thing? Because you're connected to the store. Because
it works, obviously. Obviously.
But you're connected to the store.
Like, the videos play. I can see if there was a connection play and the videos would stop if it would buffer. The videos aren't stopping or buffering. The videos work fine. They're just very pixelated.
But the videos are potato quality. So
they're potato quality. Yeah, but still, like, it shouldn't be crashing.
Yeah, it still could be a connection thing. Like, it's buffering constantly. No. And if it's pixelated, then that could be another big problem. I mean, yeah, but it's yeah. There maybe they're still playing, but it still could be a connection issue. So maybe that's why crashing.
Someone called in to PlayStation. I love you, and they said the same exact thing. Why are the videos so pixelated, and they look like shit?
Right. Well, maybe they have a shitty connection. I don't know. I mean, usually my videos aren't ever pixelated really like that, and I never have the store crash on me. But it's I don't know. It could be a nationwide thing too, like in certain areas. Like, you know how PSN even acts up in some areas. Sometimes like content can be locked. It just, I don't know. It really could be something on server side too. Maybe they need to start doing maintenance more behind the scenes, like Microsoft does, for instance.
It seems like when they do maintenance, they don't do anything. It's just they say it's stability patches, but what is being stabilized exactly?
Keeping you connected. Like,
I mean, what exactly? You know, like I don't understand what goes on behind the scenes there.
Right. You know? Well, none of us really do. We're not there. But like I said, it could be. I think they need to do things a little more behind the scenes and keep it under wraps more, like Microsoft does. Microsoft doesn't come out and say, "Oh, we're doing maintenance for stability and all this and cleaning house." They don't let everybody know. They just do it. They do it blindly, and usually it's a better overall experience on their side sometimes. And if Sony could find a way to do that and not have people having connection issues, but then again, it is an infrastructure that is built a different way. Like, for instance, our PSN IDs are connected to a random number. That's why we can't fucking change our names, because it's like a fucking serial number that's been given to us, and that can't be changed.
Yeah.
So, unless they... It's a good thing I changed
my name. I'm glad I'm not one of those dudes that are complaining to change my name.
Right, yeah. I don't want to change my name either, so I'm good on that.
I knew ahead of time that I couldn't change my name, so I had to do something, you know, that I wanted
to. But we didn't know our name was connected to a serial number. You know, eventually we thought that was coming, but it didn't. Do you have any other things that you would change about PSN if you could at the moment?
Nothing that I can think of. I know there's more, but I can't think of any right now.
Right.
I just have to hope that the new 4.0 software update is just... This is all of this crap.
Right.
It's irritating.
Right. We do have great features. Awesome features. I think the best features out of any other console.
Yeah.
Great features. And they usually work. Yeah, there could be store hiccups here and there. I haven't had too many... like connection problems and stuff like that on the store, but it is a mess when it comes to trying to find certain content. So, and fucking fix the library a little bit more, please, in the 4.0. Have it like Microsoft has fixed theirs and their new update, which it's a lot better. So take some chips out of their bag.
You know what I noticed?
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I noticed that they took off of the under the what's new?
What's that?
It doesn't say that you played that game. It says if you play it for the first time, but it doesn't actually say it each time now, which I actually like, because sometimes I'll click on the game on accident. Oh, you know, but I actually didn't play it. You know,
right.
It's just something I clicked on an accident.
So, here's what I don't like.
I don't like that if you don't play the game for 6 months, it says that you played it again.
Right, for the first time. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Now, that's bullshit, because you can tell someone, like, oh, I have this many hours in a game, and you're like, oh, that's cool. And you didn't go check their trophies or anything. And then all of a sudden on the what's new section, it pops up and goes, oh, so-and-so played Fallout 4.
So they're like, oh, you lying fuck.
You fucking lied to me.
That's the stupidest thing ever. Like, and that's another thing that I hate. It's like, it's so dumb.
It is, yeah.
Dysfunctional and weird.
Right.
And for me, Sony, when I get a trophy or do that, make sure it syncs and to the what's new, because I want to show people what I got.
Like, it's always nice to show new trophies. You feel accomplished, like you've done something, and you want to share that with your friends. And I remember, Sony, you said it's going to be a social experience that's what we're focused on more than anything. So if that's true, then let it be a seamless social experience.
Yeah.
You know. But I love the features. Thank you for the features. 4.0 update comes. Make it happen. Make the store better. Make the library better. Make us content more accessible on the store. Make it our content that we achieve, like trophies, more shareable instantly. You know, any of that. It'd be nice.
Give us wallpapers for once. Jeez.
I think we're going to get something good. I think we're going to get folders. I think we're going to get some wallpaper stuff. I think we're going to get a lot of good surprises.
Colored profile stuff. I would like that.
Which we did talk about in a older episode of PlayStation Pizza not too long ago. I want to say 2 or 3 episodes ago, so you guys can go check that out. Before I forget, you guys can do that on gamercade.squarespace.com. Click on the podcast tab and PlayStation Pizza, and you can go and find all those, like, rate, and subscribe from right there. All right, Garth, good topic. I think that's perfect because we both had some issues this week with it. So I'm sure we're not the only ones. Most of the time, people are always griping about PSN or Xbox Live, vice versa, so... All right, Garth, what do you say we get into some PlayStation news?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah? You don't seem too excited. But I'm excited.
I'm not. I'm actually not excited.
I am, because of the rumors.
Because it's always like...
Some new rumors.
It's always like Neo stuff or like, you know...
It's Neo.
Stuff maybe that I'm not... Like VR stuff. Stuff that I'm not, you know...
What? Like, you're crazy. How
like, I don't VR, like, it's not that I'm it's not that I, it's just like I don't really like to talk about it that much. That's all.
Oh man. How could you not be excited about VR or PlayStation Neo, man? Especially they're coming out this year. Especially with the sources I got here. Anyways, PlayStation 4 Neo, which you guys can see in the title right here. PlayStation 4 Neo could be officially presented on September 7th, according to a rumor. This rumor comes way of gametransfer.com. The new model of PlayStation 4, provisionally known as PlayStation 4 Neo, will be unveiled before the Tokyo Game Show, according to the French media game blog that says, by its own sources, that the announcement will be held on September 7th in New York. Sony will reveal the PlayStation 4 Neo during a special event that will be held in New York on Wednesday, September 7th, according to a rumor advanced by the French game blog. Sony bets on an own event similar to PlayStation Meeting in 2013, like they had when they first unveiled the PS4. That was held in New York City, or actually just talking about it, showing off the games and not actually showing off the console. Where PlayStation 4 was presented, maybe that was the one, Gameblog did not disclose any further details about the games which could be shown running on the version of the console. And they do not talk about the rumors and power that have seeped into alleged documents of Sony. Sony has officially confirmed the revision after multiple rumors, but it has been presented to E3 will not do so in Gamescom, where Sony will not hold any conferences about this besides Tokyo Game Show. The game released this fall. Oh, wait, hold on. The games released this fall should already be compatible with Neo. That is, take advantage of the new features, although the departure of the console is still uncertain. It will improve when it detects screen resolution of 4K and the frame rate is equal or greater than the original model. It could also improve other aspects of visual quality. PlayStation 4 Neo was confirmed by the CEO, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Andrew House, in an interview published a few days before E3 2016. So, Garth, I told you in an earlier episode, we were talking about the Neo, and we predicted a date. You said the beginning of next year. And I said, I think it will be this year. I've heard rumors of September. And
yeah, I said like spring of like spring or whatever, like or like early or like late winter, like February or something. That's what I predicted.
Right. Yeah. So that being said, September 7th is apparently the date for the rumor. Garth, I know you usually say like if you ever have the money, then you probably would. If they have a trade-in program, and let's say it's $100 difference. Are you going to try to get it?
Yeah, I would try to get it.
Okay, cool.
But
see, I didn't know for sure because that...
But it's just like no guarantee, really, you know? Cause
right.
So it depends on like a certain part of the year, really.
Right,
honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they have an awesome trade-in program, then I could possibly see myself doing this. One reason I do see them doing this on September 7th, mainly because of VR, and I think that they really want to... It has more power under the hood of VR, and with the actual PS4 that I have now, the base model, the launch model on the day one that I have, so you got yours a little after. But you have the pressure-sensitive buttons. You don't have the click-in buttons, do you?
You have the clock? No, I have the pressure-sensitive one.
Okay, cool. Okay, so see, I love that model. I mean, the push buttons are cool, but I like the matte black a little bit better. The class is okay; just gets scratched easy. But I think they're doing this for VR, and I can see why, because some people say, oh, it looks okay on the base model. You can tell the limitations, but I think really Sony wants to really show off the power. And when they do launch VR, and I'm sure they'll talk about it at Tokyo Game Show, and it does launch in September as well, and I think you're going to get the overall complete package. I think you also have as many hookups with the Neo, because it's going to have a lot more horsepower under the hood. Also, we do not know the exact specs of this thing. So do you think it's going to... I think it's going to be underpowered than the Scorpio, but I honestly don't think Sony cares.
Yeah. Yules was actually, like, you know, I see he watched his video, right, like, a couple weeks. He said that the power that we have now will actually be flip-flopped. It'll be in the same exact state as in, like, it'll be the same exact power the Scorpio and Neo, but in reverse.
In reverse, yeah. Right,
so the Scorpio will be a little bit more powerful.
Right.
And the Neo will be right behind it, just like the Xbox One is with the PS4.
PS4 right now, yeah. Which I don't think will be a big deal, because Sony already has 43 point and change fan base and, you know, install base. So I don't think
they have tons of first party studios that deliver a lot of great games. You
know? Right, and also
got quiet there.
Yeah, I did. Well, you broke up for a second, and I didn't know if you were completely finished.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, and that being said, I think that Sony's just like, you know what? We have everybody in one boat. We're breaking records right now with how many install base we have. On day one, they had 1 million consoles sold, which was the fastest selling console ever. So I think Sony isn't really too worried about that. And I think that if this new version comes out, they have more of an install base, so they think people will go out and buy this, especially with the 4K. 4K is becoming more of a basic thing now. 1080p is becoming a thing of the past very quickly. Almost every TV you buy now has 4K. You can get it at a good price. And with Microsoft, I don't know if it's going to necessarily help them. I think a lot of their hardcore audience will definitely go out and get the Scorpio. Now, if they get rid of the base model, and I'm not sure if they're probably not going to get rid of the S. Obviously they're not, because it literally just came out. So that will be their base model, and it will be underpowered except 4K video and all that. So I think that this will be the date. I know it is a rumor, but we've heard this for a while now. So I guess you guys can mark your calendars for September 7th, but please do take it with a grain of salt.
We know that they may unveil it. But does it come out this year as well?
I think it comes out this year. I think that it might not be on September 7th, but I think it will be a little bit after that. So we'll have to wait and see. I think it will come out. Yeah, I think it will come out for, especially with VR here. I think it will. But we'll have to wait and see. Who knows? We could be completely wrong about that.
Yeah.
All right, Garth, you know No Man's Sky is out as we speak. It is past 12 a.m. here. People are playing it. I really, really want to play it, but I can't quite get my hands on it right now. I have some other things I have to take care of. So maybe soon. I've seen some good reviews already. I've heard some good things.
You going to game play it?
I don't know. I really want to buy it.
Yeah.
Heard about the copyright stuff that went on. People had posted videos on YouTube. A guy beat the game in 30 hours, but it was there was exploits found in the game that
you can't actually complete the game. Then it's not just a game that you just fly around.
There was exploits found. The guy actually found a trick in the game to get his hyper boost thing to the max level very early in the game, and he just kept hyper boosting until he actually got to the center. So he didn't even really play the game for 30 hours.
And I knew somebody would do it. I knew something. Right. Somebody would like do something like this. I knew they would.
Right. Yeah. But than that, so don't be worried about that. There's plenty more to do. Now, if you're that type of person, though, the exploits are going to be fixed. That was an early version of the game that got somehow the copy got out. Nobody really knows.
Even if it is an exploit, I would never do the exploit.
Right, yeah.
Because I actually like to legitly play my games, not just like...
Right, legitly play. Makes sense. But the reason I'm bringing up No Man's Sky, not because it is coming out or anything like this, but I heard some information actually not too long ago. It was like about 12, 13 hours ago when I decided it was a good topic to talk about. Former Sony executive No Man's Sky getting to this point is a miracle, he says. He goes on, No Man's Sky is a very close to its release, which actually is out now as we speak. That will happen in 2 days, prior when he was speaking to this, on August 9th, and a few days later for PC on August 12th. And today, former Sony Computer Entertainment Europe strategic content director Shahid Ahmad talked about what's happening behind the scenes to bring the project to this point under his own supervision that the producer, Ben Anik, he said the game was in a lot of trouble in early development stages. All right, I'm going to ask you, Garth, since this game is so big and ambitious, and Hello Games, they created Joe Danger and Joe Danger 2, for God's sakes. So to go from a little title like this to a big, ambitious title like this, are you surprised that it's actually finding its way to being actually released? Are you surprised about this, or do you think it's going to be a half-assed game? But we've seen some good reviews already. So do you think it's going to be a overhyped piece of crap, or do you think it's going to do fairly well?
It could potentially be overhyped. I mean, if you look at the... Now, this is just the interface. This isn't the actual... I'm going to say, but
right.
The interface is a spot on image of Destiny's and interface. Now, it doesn't, you know, and it has like the same art look and everything, just like Destiny.
In some ways,
I'm not saying it is Destiny,
right?
But, you know, but it could be a to people. I don't know yet. The game hasn't been out long enough for me to
I was just saying, since there was so much hype, you know, in that apparently the game had some development trouble early on, and then Ahmad, one of the producers that's not there, said that he's very surprised this game is getting to the where it is and being released as a miracle. So that being said, I just wondering with the game actually being out now, with Sony's biggest title, I think possibly since Uncharted 4 or since the PS4 really launched, if it's gonna kill it. Or is it going to somewhat succeed, or is it going to be a successful game? That's what I wanted to know from you, because I'm sure someday you'll play it.
I mean, I would play it, but like, I'm not going to have an opinion on it that right now, because I want the game to, I can't say at the moment, you know?
Oh, well, I was just asking about the hype, if you think the hype is going to kill it. For me, I think it's going to kind of be torn, but yet more on the favorable side. I think some of the hype is going to kill for people. I think that people are going to get it. I think they're going to expect a little bit more, even though some of the stuff I've seen actually kind of passed.
People expect a lot, and people expect a lot in games today.
It's true.
You know, if that game doesn't deliver exactly what it says,
right?
Then people have every right to complain about it.
Right. I think this is... That's why Brett's friend, very nice of him to get him a PS4. Very cool, very nice. Especially the Uncharted one. Definitely one of the best ones
to have. And another thing, too, another big is that this game is, you know, $60. And
yes.
Is this worth even that? Is it worth the $60? Because the higher the price you spend on the game, the higher the risk of being disappointed. So
true,
and you want to feel better about yourself. So you don't, you know, just spend all that money. So you want to feel better about yourself and like the game and like it a lot.
Right.
So you're not like I just got, you know, screwed over. But
yeah, just remember, folks, back in the '90s, you could have spent $60 on Shaq Fu,
whew,
and beat it in like 4 hours. So $60 isn't going to be too bad for 30 plus hour game. So, but you never know, man. Hype can make it worse on you. But anyways, I just thought I would ask with that little story. Some people are saying it's a miracle that the game is coming out. All right, really quick, Garth, since I know you don't want to talk about VR, really quick.
Yeah, I'll talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it.
Right, no, this is something really quick, which is really cool, which you can go check out. It'll probably be updated tomorrow, because the story will be, well, actually today now, Tuesday, you guys can go check it out.
So Uno comes out tomorrow, yay.
What is?
Oh, I said, and Uno comes out tomorrow, yay.
Oh, I know. Yeah. All right, Sony adds PlayStation VR titles to the PlayStation Store. Official pricing is revealed. Sony Interactive Entertainment, SIE, has begun adding PlayStation VR software to the PlayStation 4 Digital Marketplace PlayStation Store. 5 titles are currently listed for the device, including high anticipated launch titles Rigs, which looks fucking awesome, Mechanics Combat League is what it is, Until Dawn, Rush of Blood, which is a kind of like a thrown off rail shooter of, you know, a thrown off of the series, and PlayStation VR Worlds, which I'm super highly anticipating the game. Most of the VR Worlds games are great, especially fucking Luge. Looks sick. They confirmed the pricing strategy of PlayStation VR software in this year's Electronics Entertainment Expo, stating that the titles would be available in the range of $9.99 to $60. And these new listings on the PlayStation Store confirmed just that. Below follows the current selection of the titles presented on the PlayStation Store and their pricing. Hustle Kings VR, holy shit, fuck yeah! I did not know that was even coming. That would be good. Yeah, so it's 17.
Hustle Kings, the best looking pool game I've ever seen. So that would be good.
So Hustle Kings VR, $17.99. PlayStation VR Worlds. Wow, PlayStation VR Worlds is only a $34.99 title. I thought that was going to see a $60 game. Riggs is a $55 game, which is kind of a weird price. Super Stardust Ultra VR, holy shit, $18.
And Super Untold Stardust would be cool.
That would be cool. Ultra.
I would like a. I would think a Resogun in VR.
Yeah, Resogun would be really cool. And then we got Until Dawn, Rush of Blood is $17.99. There is no real surprises in the lineup. For me, there was. Until Dawn, Rush of Blood being offered at the lowest of the current three prices, brackets, is perhaps unexpected. Yeah, I'm surprised it was actually that low, which is pretty cool. PlayStation Store pages for each title offer details on the number of players as required accessories, while some go into detail about the screen resolution offered. Of course, as these titles are being played via PlayStation VR Head Mounted Display, HMD for short, the generic HD statistics are perhaps not as accurately incredible as on traditional 2D displays. The VR headset launches on October 13, 2016, with a good suite of video game titles. I think they said now either at launch or by the end of this year, they'll have a total of 50 titles. So that's pretty cool. Wanted to get the VR out of the way, Garth, because I know you're at this point, you're tired of talking about it.
Like, it's not that I'm like, oh, that sucks. It's right. Just that I'm, you know, like, just have it come out all ready so we can stop talking about it.
Well, you know, this is actually the last VR headset of the year coming out. So you don't hear too much about HTC Vive and, you know, what's the other one called? For some reason, right at the top of my head, I can't think of it.
I can't think of the other one either.
Well, the Oculus Rift. I'm sorry. Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive. I heard about a lot of those things when they first came out. Don't hear too much, but those are more on the PC side, and they cost way, way, way more. So, but anyways, Garth, a game I know you're probably looking forward to, and myself, is Ark Survival Evolved for the PS4.
I am looking forward to it. However, if it runs like it's running on Xbox One, that I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, then there's good news for you, my friend. That's what the story is about. This is good news for you, then. Right. PS4 is going to be held back, or the PS4 version is going to be held back because Sony is wanting to wait until the game is completely finished to be released.
I'm glad they're doing that because the Xbox One version holds utter trash. Because it's not, you know, because they released it when it wasn't
right.
Ready. It runs it.
Well, it was on the preview program to give it a little bit of slack,
I understand that, but it's just like, come on, at least make it presentable. Like, right. It's screen tearing all over the place, and it runs at 15 frames a second. It's awful. Like,
you know what? Okay, so the PS4 owners are hoping to see Ark Survival Evolved on their consoles soon. Have a large wait to look forward to. Instead, the studio Wildcard provided an update on the PS4 release earlier Monday morning, and revealed an early access release is being blocked by Sony. Ark Survival Evolve is currently on Steam Access and released for PC, and the Xbox One is part of the Xbox One preview program. In December 2015, Studio Wildcard had planned to release the games Hunger Games Battle Royale spinoff Ark Survival's Fittest to the PS4 at the end of July. The change was recently made when the studio decided to merge the competitive multiplayer game back into the main release, as previously covered. Okay, so honestly, to tell you the truth about the story, I'm very happy about this because I don't want a half-assed game released, to be honest, on PS4. They don't have a preview program. So, to be honest, I think that's best for PS4 until they do have a preview program. Then I can understand. Yeah. So, But until then, good job, Sony, honestly. Good job for the quality. You know, the quality aspect of your side of the company on that.
Yeah, definitely. I applaud them on that. On that one, that would be stupid if they released it just like they did for Microsoft.
Yeah, that and Steam. We don't have preview programs here on the PlayStation side so far. I honestly do hope to see that later on to get some games early. There's some games I would love to actually test and get feedback. But Ark Survival would be one of them.
Like Killing Floor 2.
Yes, definitely. Killing Floor 2 would be nice. All right, guys, we have the last one of the day. The last one of the day. So, okay. It's up to Sony. We're not big fighting game fans, but I know you played Tekken in the past. So have I. It's up to Sony.
This would be a topic more for Dallas. He would be shitting his pants.
Definitely. But Tekken 7 has PS4 / Xbox One crossplay, but they say it's up to Sony if it happens. Once again, with the Rocket League situation we talked about before, that being said, it's up to Sony. We talked about this last episode. Sony, just fucking make it happen. We want to play with other friends. We want to play with people that have Xbox. Sometimes they already bought the game on Xbox, and we want to play with it.
It makes the game more popular.
Right, that too.
Because if people stop playing it on your console, it's hard to play games.
You know? Right. So, and that can make the servers last even longer. Like we talked about this last generation, there were older 360 games that people would just not stop playing. Like, for instance, I can go on Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox One, or Xbox 360, I'm sorry. I can go on the Xbox 360, and there's still people playing that game. Now, imagine if those games were connected on PS3 and 360, which it never came out on PS3, for instance. Yeah, but if that was, and that was happening,
I wish they
cross-platform.
Did. Honestly, right. If that's actually a really good problem. This is Activision and Treyarch, or actually Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward re-release Call of Duty 2. Like you have
on the PS4. That would be that. Yes, I can see that being awesome. But anyways, just what I was saying. If that happened, even like I know Resistance is a first party title, but that game lasted so long on the PS3 in the community. Now I know it's a first party game, but take that as an idea. If we had both consoles and both platforms playing at once, that could make the servers last even longer. They wouldn't get shut down as quick. It would see more popularity, like you were saying. So Bandai Namco is unsure if Tekken 7 will have crossplay between PS4 and Xbox One gamers. The developers are leaving the decision to Sony. So like we're saying it again, we're just going to repeat ourselves on here. If somebody at Sony is listening, or anyone, if they hear the audio version of this, or they see the video version, just help spread. Tell them, just say, hey, fucking make it happen. I'm sure they're going to eventually, but Sony quit being stubborn. I think Dallas was on the episode from GCN, on the episode we talked about it, and he said, yeah, just fucking make it happen, especially with Rocket League. It would be beautiful. But anyways, Garth, that wraps up the... Actually, I take that back. I take it back. Before I go into the game releases, because I know you're a big NASCAR fan.
Oh, yeah. I have news about that, by the way, as well. So
okay.
Yeah,
good,
this
perfect.
Is new.
This actually comes by way of the PlayStation blog. There's a few other releases I will be talking about, but this kind of caught my eye. It's NASCAR Heat Evolution features 40-player races.
Yeah, 40 players.
Yeah, it says, hey, PlayStation drivers, NASCAR Heat Evolution began with a mission. Deliver the most intense NASCAR racing experience, working alongside Monster Games. Known for developing the classic NASCAR games like the original NASCAR Heat and NASCAR Dirt to Daytona, which were awesome games, we pushed ourselves to find innovative ways to make our racing vision a reality. That meant extensive car tuning options, adaptive AI that adjusts to the skill level, in-depth career championship modes to capture an exhilaration of the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup, and new challenge mode for those who want to step into the cockpit with their favorite drivers to recreate real-life experiences. Now, this is awesome because football games have done this for a long time. Basketball games. Jump in and recreate historic moments. What would it be a moment you would want to go in and change? I know you're a big Jeff Gordon fan. What would be a moment you would love to go back and change of racing history with him?
All the races that he got screwed over with. How about all the chases that he should have won?
Right, yeah.
I'll change that.
Right.
He should be 7-time champion instead of he's 4, so I'll fix all that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. It's alternate history here. But going on, the biggest thing we wanted to separate NASCAR Heat Evolution from any NASCAR title you've played before is online competitive multiplayer. Let's take a second, Garth, and a moment of silence, because those old NASCAR games were so shit. You said the online was so terrible.
So terrible.
Let's give it a second. A moment of silence. Okay, anyways. Because those games were literally utter caca. And I even heard from you. One of the biggest NASCAR fans I know. I've always liked NASCAR.
Yeah. And
bigger fan when I was younger.
Yeah, huge NASCAR fans refused to play the games. And NASCAR fans, people I follow on Instagram, they love the NASCAR games. I'm just like, how can you play that utter trash? Like, right. It's so bad. So
and
like,
here, yeah.
So, you know, so
here's the thing. It's like, I thought you wasn't going. Here's the thing is like, we even tried it on PlayStation Now, and I was like, I don't even see how people even. I was like, Jesus Christ, this game is. I can't believe I thought about buying this game a few times.
Yeah, it's yeah. So like, hats off to those guys that are doing this 40-player multiplayer. The thing is, I criticize this game very, 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 very much. I've been shitting on it more than I have been doing positive, but that's one of the more positive things that I about it.
So, hold on. NASCAR Heat Evolution, you've been shitting on, you say?
Yes. Okay. I have not been very satisfied what I've seen with it.
Oh, what you've seen? Okay.
Because the engine, I've told you this before, right? The engine.
Is
an old engine from PS2 from
Dirt
to Daytona. That's the engine that they're going to use.
Right.
And the engine sounds are also the same exact sounds from NASCAR. Okay.
But do you think they sacrificed a few things to make this game more stable and more of a better all experience?
They obviously did, but I wish they could have at least made a new engine. Now, this is a budget title, I'm guessing, because obviously this is their first game since their NASCAR Dirt to Daytona, so I understand that. But this game looks very casual. Like, it doesn't look... They said they're implementing, arcade elements, but they have simulation elements as well. And you know, it just doesn't really look that impressive to me. I mean, I've seen the graphics. They don't look good. The gameplay, the physics don't really look all that good. You know, I mean, I've said this to many games before. I shit on them early. I criticize them, and then I play them, and sometimes I surprise myself. I'm like, this actually is too bad. For example, earlier, the Yakuza games, those games, I criticized forever, and I've actually finally played. But this game, I just don't see myself enjoying. I feel like I can have more fun making fun of this game than I do playing it. So, like, this game, hats off to the online. The online is actually a positive. Like, I like that you can go into lobbies and search for rooms.
Right.
Going into a random room. They actually have rooms. They have, like, a serious room, an arcade room that's, you know, they order you one for, and a room also.
Is that for this game?
Yeah. And they have a room that's, like, for both, like for arcade and sim as well. Like,
go on.
So I would join, obviously, the serious room.
Okay.
They had it broken up into three different sections. They had names for them, but I don't remember them. But, like, that's cool. You know, I like that because that's never been in a NASCAR game.
Right, definitely.
But I'm not impressed, really, honestly.
Okay. What about the screenshot here? As a huge
NASCAR fan, I am.
The screenshot I have?
Yeah. Okay. That image is, see, the thing is, they've already fucked up, because Jimmy Johnson doesn't have the white 48 anymore. He has the neon 48, so already the cars are, like, old.
Yeah, but what if they have throwbacks and stuff? That could be the deal as well.
I don't see them having throwbacks. As cool as that is, I don't see them having...
So, this is the Nationwide here. Is that the one you're talking about? Hold on. Let's see. What car was I on? Was I on Jimmy's?
You were on Earnhardt's car.
Earnhardt's, okay.
The 48 is...
Oh, the lowest. I'm sorry. Jimmy's, I thought you said 88. I'm sorry.
The 88 is Earnhardt's car. Yeah. So,
you know, I mean, these could be early screenshots as well. So, I don't know. We just have to wait and see exactly what happens.
But I've seen all the gameplay.
Oh, that's Forza, actually, right there. That's actually Forza.
Yeah. That's Forza. I've seen all the gameplay. I've seen many screenshots and many features in it. The presentation looks okay. Have you seen, like, the presentation? They actually have the NBC. NBC broadcast. They have the actual announcer and everything as well. But, you know, They have Rick Allen from NBC announcing, but I mean.
Oh, nice. You know, I don't know. Let's hope this game is good.
There are some games, there are some elements in this game that are certainly cool, but a lot of bad things, too. So, I'm just going to wait and see the reviews. Then I can actually really smash this game. Because I don't see this game getting very good reviews. If it gets like five or sixes, then I'll smash it. Then I'll have my fun. But if it's like sevens, then I'll be like, oh, look at this.
Who knows? It could be like one of the best NASCAR games in history or one of the best NASCAR games in a long time. I'm really hoping, because I would like to have a NASCAR game that's, you know, decent.
Especially if it's 40 players. No, the career mode, actually, I've seen the career mode. It looks all right. You know, it's like the career mode isn't anything that, like, wow, you know, like this career mode is amazing. It's groundbreaking stuff. It's nothing, anything like that, but I think it's decent for a career mode that it is here.
Right.
So
now, do you know if this game is going to be exclusive to PS4 or has come out on PS4 first?
No, it's on Xbox One, too.
Okay. Well, right here, I'm going to read this. It says, but the biggest
thing
we wanted... Oh, on PC. Okay, that's going to be good because, you know, the modding community will take care of a lot of things. But the biggest thing we wanted to separate the NASCAR Heat Evolution was the title you played before as online competitive with online competitive... Their articles got me all fucked up. Before is in online competitive multiplayer. As the first official NASCAR game on PS4, we recognized we had the power to do things never possible in a NASCAR game. So we committed to giving players real deal a full field of 40 races in online multiplayer. 40 human players all going to the checkered flag in the same race. In previous NASCAR console games, each multiplayer game was hosted by a specific user, and that kind of peer-to-peer system could result in a number of issues. The host could leave or have a poor connection, and that could negatively alter the entire race. We knew that system wouldn't fly if we wanted to put 40 players in the system together in NASCAR Heat Evolution. We built a system where each online game's data is hosted by a server. All race data comes from the server, so the entire race experience is no longer tied to one player. So no PvP that way. No PvP with one person having the connection. There will be three different online lobbies, which you were talking about, available. No rules, normal, and hosted. No rules is a beginner just looking to learn bump and crash, or you just want to bump and crash, the no rules lobby is for you. This is a great place to practice, try things out, or just have a good time with friends. Normal is for players who want to test their skills, but are still looking for a good, clean, and friendly race. Now, hosted, this is lobby for people who are more serious about racing. Race host will have the options to decide which level player can join or the player sessions. For example, if the host only wants racers level 5 or higher, he or she can set the perimeter. When creating the session, an additional host have the right to boot players from the game as well. So that's going to be good. So if for some reason the player joins and they're still crashing and all that, you can just get rid of them. Sounds like they're going to have a super strict rules, which is cool.
Yes.
I really hope for a great career experience as well. Very involved in the career mode and like the cockpit, maybe like cockpit style. That's really like immersed in first person as well would be cool.
Yeah.
That option anyways. And definitely like with the pit crew and stuff and maybe like sponsor options, all kinds of stuff like that. You know, just don't say, oh, here's the career mode and race. No, like throw us in a bigger experience. Like for instance, have you seen the new F1 game by Codemasters? Holy shit, the career mode looks insane.
Great.
Yeah,
looks great.
So there's something like
the
that.
The graphics are amazing too.
Definitely. But that's all I have for video game news. I thought that would catch your eye. I thought that was a really good news topic to bring up because I know you're a big NASCAR fan. If you can't tell, always behind Garth, you see Gordon and you see Earnhardt and all that, you know right away. But yeah. I have to play the sad trombone like we do most episodes for the Activision NASCAR games, right?
Oh. Ooh,
so we're going to play the sad trombone. If you don't know what that is,
Whew. This
is how it sounds.
It was so bad that it was actually so bad that they dropped a license and 505 Games picked it up for NASCAR 15, and it still sucked.
It still sucks. They probably used the same engine. Thing. It just sounds like they were trying to get some money out of that.
Pretty much.
All right, yeah. Garth, what do you say we get into the video game releases? Because you know that's the end of the news. What do you say we get into the drop?
Oh, yeah. definitely. Let's get into the draw. Yeah, let's do it.
So, that being said,
So what can I get? So what can I get at the store this week? Like, what can I? So what can I find?
So what can you find on the PlayStation Store for PS3, PS Vita, and PS4? I think you came to the right place, my friend. You came to the ultimate destination for everything PlayStation, the weekly drop that we always do every week. If you guys want to check it out for yourselves, you go to blog, or US, no, it's blog.us.playstation.com, and you can go to the drop for 8/9/2016, which that is today. All right, the drop for this week, first things first, is Arcade Archives Soldier Girl Amazon. Soldier Girl Amazon is a shooter released by Nitsubitsu in 1986, the year I was born, so hell yeah, good year. Soldier Girl Amazon fights on a completely different Earth dominated by strange beasts and crazy cyborgs. Looks kind of weird. I never played that game before, as many years as I've been around. Yeah. All right, the next game we got is Blade Ballot. Blade Ballot is a PS4 digital only title. Oh, so is Arcade Archive, Soldier Girl Amazon, by the way. Anyways, this next game, Blade Ballot, is a whirling dancer of multiplayer robot destruction. It's simple enough for anyone to jump into the fray, but players must master the timing and unique abilities of each bot to come out on top. Next game has been advertised for a while. It's more of a top-down game. It's got some 3D style to it. It's like a hack-and-slash dungeon crawler. It's, I know you might have seen it, Garth. Have you checked out the new games that are on, like, the Spotlight cell? Or whatever that's called?
Did you see Brutal? Sometimes, yeah.
Anyways, it looks interesting. Brutal is a platformer. It's weird because, for some reason, this game doesn't say PS4 digital only. So who knows, you might see a Vita release, you might see a physical release. But anyways, or maybe they forgot that. So Ryan Clements, maybe you might want to go check that and fix it, my friend. Brutal is a 3D reimagined of the classic 2D Asai dungeon crawler featuring single player, two player, local multiplayer, and a level editor. Players will choose from one of four archetypal, I guess that's how you say, I've never even seen that word in my life, archetypal heroes as they descend into a procedurally generated world constructed entirely from Asai with permadeath, weapons, crafting, potion, brewing, and an onslaught of enemies to face. Can you survive? It's weird because it says, can you survive ail? I can't wait till Colin and Greg see that tomorrow. Can you survive ail? Survival with a question mark. Maybe that's a dungeon crawling term I've never heard before. Maybe I'm the idiot. All right. Next we have Caldarius Blaze is a PS4 digital title. Caldarius Blaze is a vertical scrolling shooter developed by Moss. It includes all the elements of Caldarius and Caladrius.
Sometimes you gotta live, Moss.
Yeah, you gotta live more. It also includes extra content such as Age's new story, scenarios, new bosses, and character design by USADA. All right, next we have Emily Wants to Play. This looks pretty creepy. I've never even seen this game get any kind of recognition. There's a few games. We actually start seeing that.
Is that a walking game?
I'm not sure. I won't get into it. But I was going to say, you notice this generation, we start seeing more games on the store that aren't advertised. It reminds me a lot of the PS2 days when we'd see games come out physically, and you're like, wow, and it actually made you want to buy the game more. And that's what some of these digital
games.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it makes me actually want to buy the game more. Like, it makes me more interested. Like, it's more of a mystery, and I like that. So Emily Wants to Play is PS4 digital only. It's 11 p.m., and you are at the last house on your route. The lights are on, and the front door is opened, but the windows are all boarded up, and the grass is overgrown. It seems like a strange place to deliver pizza. Freely roam the house. Ooh. There you go, Garth. Walking simulator. Freely roam the house and try to figure out what is going on. This may be the last pizza you ever delivered.
Ooh, it's a pizza delivery game. Cool. That sounds like right up our alley. It's a pizza delivery game.
Just like Pizza Ninja Girl or whatever that was like last week. Hey, just keep bringing these pizza games on.
Speaking of pizza delivery games, did you know that the original Twisted Metal was actually originally supposed to be a pizza delivery game?
I did not know that. Garth's game facts
of the original,
day, ladies and gentlemen.
That was the original idea for the original Twisted Metal.
So I wonder if you would have weapons.
They talked each other out.
weapons and all that. That would be pretty cool. Maybe you're battling other pizza guys.
Yeah. But yeah, the time they said that sounded really cool, but you couldn't actually sequel a pizza delivery game like you could a Twisted Metal game.
That's very true. So it was good job by David Jaffe and Kevin on that one. Yeah. All right, guys.
So they made more money by doing that.
True. A classic was on the also on the original Xbox and the PS2, but it's only coming over to the PS4 remastered, 60 FPS, I believe.
Good.
Upscaled, all that, most likely 1080p quality and trophies. That's Inigo Prophecy, PS4 digital, and this paranormal thriller, New York City.
I want to play that, but I have a feeling those games that I maybe get stuck, maybe because it's an older game and it doesn't really tell you where to go or anything. I don't know.
You could always go to the walkthroughs. This game has probably got a million walkthroughs by now.
So. It could be like one of those games, though, that doesn't really give you information where you're at. So you're like, oh, okay. Right. This is like one of my biggest.
Well, you haven't played Heavy Rain or anything, right?
No.
So you see, usually games like this, you don't really get stuck. It's more of like the choices you make. You don't really ever get stuck. So it's like button prompts and the decisions you make change the outcome. But anyways,
it's actually just like those games then.
Correct.
It's not actually sort of like it. You walk around a little bit and then you do it. So it's actually
right.
Basically just
You really don't get stuck at all and stuff like that. Yeah. So I mean, my God, what's the studio again? David Cage. Anyways, they're the ones behind this as well. For some reason, I can't think of that off the top of my head. The city is stunned by a series of mysterious murders that follow the same pattern. Ordinary people become possessed and kill absolute strangers in public. Play both sides of the breathtaking murder conspiracy and uncover the supernatural forces behind these crimes. This is a really good week, by the way. I see more things picking up. The summer's coming to a close. No Man's Sky, PS4 digital and retail, one of the biggest games of the year. We talked about this earlier. Obviously, No Man's Sky is an epic science fiction adventure set across an infinite universe in which every star is the light of distant sun orbited by planets filled with life, each yours to visit. Explore never-before-seen worlds and trade, fight, and survive on a galactic scale. Sounds lovely. All right, Garth, you played all the Ollie games right? Very tough games. Very tough skateboarding games.
They're not my cup of tea, and I know they are coming out with a physical game, right? I mean, yes, like so late. Tough. Which is cool, but
very cool.
Those games are just really hard.
That shows you that these games were successful, which is nice. I love playing them on Vita. Anyways, Ollie is an epic combo coming PS4 retail. It brings together the defining skateboarding series. The generation Ollie Ollie mixes addictive one-life gameplay with more than 120 tricks, grinds across 50 diversely crafted levels, 250 challenges, spot mode, daily grind, and rad mode. You're getting Ollie Ollie and Ollie Ollie 2, our return to what's it called? Ollywood, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those are the releases for this week. I thought you said Uno comes out this week.
That's what I thought. That's what I read. It said come out. If it doesn't come out this week, I'm going to be pissed because that is game of the week material right there.
The PlayStation blog is known to make mistakes like that. So this is the drop. So remember, on Tuesday, they always come out with the releases for that day. So it could change. So keep you guys in mind. Go on.
You know how, like, you know, I love Uno, obviously. I've played the actual.
Yes.
Card game, and I played, you know, on PS3. You know what I hope they make one day? A Go Fish game on PS4. I love Go Fish.
Go Fish,
yeah.
Is awesome.
I love that. I love Go Fish. That's awesome.
Let's see. I'm actually going to look it up just for a second so we can find out what the hell is going on here.
Yeah, where is
Uno? Oh, no. Uno servers a last-minute delay on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Oh, bastards.
15 hours ago. I didn't hear anything about this.
Wow,
all right,
This is extra news here. Extra news.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Give me the PS4 and Xbox disappointment
One,
here.
Got it right here. First scoop. The PS4 and Xbox One versions of Uno have been delayed until next Tuesday. Not a big deal. It's fine. August 16th, man. Ubisoft has announced it had previously been expected to release tomorrow. The PC version, however, which also was also due tomorrow, won't release until later in the quarter. So PC is actually getting it way later. They're not clear why the PC version has suffered a bigger delay, which is actually becoming a ongoing thing for PC games. Like the Telltale's Batman, for some reason, is suffering from really bad issues, which sucks. Ubisoft Chengdu. I'm guessing it's a Japanese studio of theirs. I could be wrong. We have been hard at work at adapting the iconic card game Uno to the current gen console experience, said the developer. In order to ensure the game meets a high quality bar, we set an ensuring fun and memorable gameplay. We've moved the launch date to August 16th on Xbox One and PS4. The PC version will be available this quarter. More information on the PC release will be coming soon. Makes me more happy. I do play PC games as well, but makes me more happy as a PS4 and Xbox One owner that I'll be getting the game a lot earlier.
Oh, man, but it makes me sad that...
It does make me sad.
It's delayed a week. A week.
It's delayed.
Like, come on. I've been looking forward to that ever since I heard it. Like, shit has been coming out of my pants ever since then. But now
I got a question. We have games that we like to play on our accounts. So are you going to be buying that?
If it was going to be this week, I was going to try absolutely. But since it's a week after, I don't know now. Okay. I might have to extra week. But I don't know yet.
Right. I wonder how much this game is going to be. How much do you think it's going to be? $15 or less?
I don't think it'll be $15.
Okay, I've seen screenshots. Super impressive.
The one on PS3 was $6.99. I think this one's going to be $9.99.
Okay, that would be a fair price. If they go a little higher, I don't know about that. This would be tough. Okay, if you guys want to get the PlayStation Music, PlayStation Video, and PlayStation View or release content, you can go to theblog.us.com. Let me make sure that's correct. I don't want to get you guys... blog.us.playstation.com. I'm sorry. To get those week releases. We usually don't announce those here. So if you want to go do that, you guys can do that. All right, Garth, that's been the week releases. Good week. Sad thing about Uno. Just found that out. All right, Garth, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. It's my turn this week. It's the greatest hits segment we like to do every week. Garth, our special guest, or myself, bring a game we think is a greatest hits on the PlayStation platform, from PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation Portable, to PlayStation Vita, to PlayStation 3, all these lovely consoles. All right, Garth, are you ready for my greatest hits game of the week?
No, I am not, actually. No, Dad. No, right, no, well, I'm just kidding. I'm just right, kidding.
I'm going to get a drum roll going. Going? God of War 3.
Oh, God of War 3. All
right. As you can see, the little poster behind me just sitting over here. God of War 3, I do have it on PS4, and I did have it on PS3. This is one of the more defying hack and slash games of any generation, I think. It really set the bar of violence when it comes to a hack and slash game. Now, Dante's Inferno, you can argue with me, had some very gory and chaotic moments, but they took a lot from the God of War series, and that's why the game got hated on so much.
Dante's Inferno is a damn good game.
Good game, underrated good. Game, very underrated. But God of War 3, I think, takes the cake on everything in a lot of aspects, from ripping gods' heads off to cutting their legs off and taking their special shoes to doing every little thing, like causing chaos around the world, plagues, you name it, just so you can stop all
gods. And just overall badassery.
Right, yes, exactly. And this, in my opinion, is still, to this day, the best-looking PS3 game. And now, when they brought the remaster over to the PS4, they did have it run it. It was already at 60 FPS. No, I'm sorry, 30 FPS. A lot of people thought it was 60 because it ran so good on PS3. So it's 60 FPS.
Yeah.
1080p.
I thought it was also 1080p.
Right. Yeah. On PS3. Like San Diego Studios did a tremendous job on the PS3, but when they kind of revised it a little bit, like the glow on the armor, the lighting is redone, the 1080p 60 frames is, it's fucking insane.
The God of War 3, it looks all right.
Looks okay. It doesn't look as bad as Killzone 2's fire, but it's up there.
Oh yeah.
Now that just looks like paper mache fire or something like that. It's really bad. I was going to say something else. Now, this game on PS4, I took the most screenshots out of any other game because there are sequences I didn't believe that were actually like in-game.
Than Uncharted 4?
Uncharted 4. Let me tell you why. Here's why. Because I didn't believe there were scenes in this game that were part of gameplay. Digital Foundry actually did this game and you can go check out their video on Digital Foundry's YouTube channel or just Google it in God of War 3. They actually said that there were parts in this game that were gameplay, and it was kind of unbelievable to even think this was possible on PS3. Same thing with Uncharted 2. There's a lot of spots too, but I'm not sure if some of those were actual just pre-rendered videos. But they did where they were in game, but they were pre-rendered videos running on better hardware, and then just copied over as videos to the PS3. But I took screenshot, and they said if you can take a screenshot at this certain part of the game, or and move the camera around freely in the photo mode, then it is in game. And there were parts where I was doing it, and I was like, holy shit. There were boss battles and like people getting their heads ripped off, and I can see all these little details, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, I didn't even think this was capable on the PS3, and that was made it even mind-blowing for me, was that this was done a generation ago. Yeah. And here I am playing it again at better frame rate, you know, and higher resolution. So that just blew my mind. So, anyways, yeah. God of War 3, Garth, I know you're not the biggest God of War fan.
Yeah, not the biggest. I like God of War 2 the most.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, see, I know some people are going to argue with me and say, well, God of War 2 is my favorite, whatever. And that's your opinion. That's fine. You know, whatever floats your boat. But
that's all a subjective thing.
Right.
And I think God of War 3. God of War 3 does look good. I think Uncharted 3 is probably my favorite, or my best looking PS3 game, because Uncharted 3 looked...
Oh, it's good. Man, yeah, Uncharted 3 looks fucking insane. Uncharted 3 looks insane. Yeah. There's something to do with number 3s on the PS3 that just look outstanding, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my greatest hits game. I really don't have too much to say about it, because the game is pretty explanatory. Kratos is a dick. And he's pretty much a character that's like, fuck everything, I'm going to chop everything up. But with the new God of War, we've seen, it's going to be a lot different. And it's pretty mind-blowing. And a lot of people look more interested in this than they may have been interested in Kratos before. So that's a good sign. I am pretty sure that you are even more interested, Garth, this time around.
Interested, but I'm also confused. because it's so different in gameplay wise compared to the other ones. So I'm just like, oh, I wonder how they're gonna do this and that, you know, because like the camera angle as well has also changed. And,
I think they took a lot from Last of Us. They were like, you know what, Last of Us did so good. Let's take it from there. And you're seeing a lot of games.
They really did. They really did. Yeah.
Well,
you are the best when people take an ideas from you. So
yeah, that's true. And if you kind of have to move along with the generation, even if the game is older, to make it better. So who knows? I really hope we see another Twisted Metal, and they grow with the community that's become the newer generation. That would be nice too.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think David Jaffe's just too lazy to do a big budget game, because he had said, I was watching his live stream of Drawn to Death, and he was like, yeah, we have no plans on doing a Twisted Metal game anytime soon, but if Sony were good, but not for like a $60 game or anything,
right?
Because I don't think he wants to do a full like $60 game
really
anymore, which is sad. You know,
it is,
because he's capable of a lot of stuff, but he doesn't want to. Like, I feel like if he would have did God of War 2, because he did God of War 1.
God of War in general. So
yeah, he Kratos is him. He always says Sweet Tooth and Kratos is his, is him inside. Is his
demons pretty much that he brought out. Yeah
pretty much. Definitely. Which is great. I mean, you just see his potential there. But then what would have God of War 2 and 3 been if he wasn't in charge of it?
That's true.
You know, because I think it could have been even just as good, story wise, and plot twist wise, possibly.
Sid created. He's no longer with Santa Monica, but he's actually helping some other developers. I think he's doing some game I think it's going to be third party or first party for Microsoft. So more power to him. They're going to get a game from him. But it was his, he was the developer behind, or the lead on this game. So I think he did a great job. But anyways, God of War 3, there's not much to say about God of War besides it's badass. And you can go pick that game up on PS4. It's actually one of the top selling games for this last month, digital wise, because it was on sale. It was so cheap. I think it was like $9.99 for a while, or maybe even cheaper than that. So you're seeing a lot of people buying that. So that's good. I think a lot of people got excited for the new God of War, so they wanted to check this one out. I highly recommend playing 1, 2, 3. Also, the Origins Collection, which you can play on PS3, and you can play them on Vita as well. So if you guys want to do that, I highly recommend it. Anyways, that's it for the news and my greatest hits game of the week. Garth, it'll be your turn next week. I can't wait to see what you bring. And next week will be my week for topic of the week. Unless we have some kind of guest or something on here, then that will change. If you want to keep updated with us, you guys can go to gamercade.squarespace.com. That is all of our social media, our podcast, and everything about us in a one-stop shop. But on YouTube, if you guys would please hit that subscribe button on Gamercade 1986. I would much appreciate it. That keeps us motivated to keep doing our live podcast as we do now here in the video form. Or you can go check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, all that good stuff. Podcast services around the world, you name it, we are there. So go download and follow, rate, like, and subscribe. All the good stuff for PlayStation and pizza, like I said, to keep us motivated. One more thing, the conversation doesn't have to end here. You can go over to our Facebook page. Stuff always going on, people talking. You name it, they're talking about it. Facebook.com/groups/Gamercade. One more thing really quick, shouting out the Kickstarter for Pawns and Pites. It's a Kansas City Board Game Cafe. Just like I said before, the backers, they have 146 at $8,292. It's went up a little bit since I last talked about it at the beginning of the show. Their goal is $10,000. With 42 days to go. So if you guys can go back that or any kind of donation, you can give a dollar, a penny, whatever, anything will help. I will leave the link down in the description below or the card above me up here. You guys can click on that and have all the information, take you straight to the Kickstarter. I'd much appreciate it. Just shout out to those guys, Pawns and Pints, Kansas City Board Game Cafe. Spread the word so you can get something like that in your town or wherever you are. If you're listening to this worldwide, it's very popular in Europe and Asia. Hopefully it starts taking America by storm, which would be awesome. Anyways, Garth, it's time to plug the end of the show. I'll do so first. If you guys want to add me on PlayStation, PSN, I am XKillXZoneX. I'm playing a bunch of different things right now. So if you guys want to add me on there, I'd be more than happy to be a friend and play some games with you. In social media, on Twitter, I am TheXKillXZoneX. So I'm busy on there. We have an Instagram as well with Gamercade and a Tumblr. So if you guys want to check that out, we're always updating our podcast and game news and stuff like that. All right, Greg, take it away.
Mainly want to plug my Twitter. That's SpongeBob, for, usually for everything. But if you guys have any questions on like a sporting thing that goes on, like a NASCAR thing that happens, or like football coming, so I talk about that a lot as well. Just right. Gaming or even wrestling. If you want to conversate with me about that, I can tweet about that and stuff. So if you want to talk to me about those topics, you can tweet me at SpongeBob on Twitter. So I love to talk about all those things.
Lovely. Lovely. We're big wrestling fans. Maybe one day we can get a wrestling podcast here inside of like a GCN that people haven't seen, which would be really cool. We love wrestling and we always talk about it. All right, Garth, this has been PlayStation Pizza episode 19. We get to finally a wrap. We did it. Next will be episode 20, a huge milestone for us. As always, I don't have expectations to hit 20 or above or anything like that. I usually try to do this as much fun as possible so you guys can see it on the audio form and video form. But like I said, it's gamercade.squarespace.com. All social media and everything is there. Podcast, please go check it out. Rate, like, and subscribe, especially here on YouTube for the video version. All right, guys. This has been episode 19 of PlayStation Pizza, GCN's PlayStation-centric podcast. Until next time, game on.